When Murphy was just 5 years old, she, her mother, father, and siblings moved to Bethel.
We're one of the families that pretty much settled here in the 1940s. I pretty much am a Bethel, Lower Kuskokwim person.
Both her parents were teachers. Prior to moving to Bethel, Murphy only lived in the villages. Her father from the Lower 48 and her mother's family from Akiak. Her parents both taught in Tanunik during World War II, before her father was drafted.
He came back to Bethel and they found out he had a wife and three kids instead of just a wife. So I guess they undrafted him. And the BIA wanted to send him to Hooper Bay then. But he had three children who were scared of white people. And since he was white, he decided it was a good idea to stay in Bethel so we'd get used to the fact that we're half white.
Over the years, Murphy's connection to education and dedication to the region grew. She married Kevin Murphy, a teacher who moved up to Bethel in the 1960s, and together they have raised their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren in the Lower Kuskokwim School District. In 1979, Murphy started work at LKSD as a public information officer, and then moved on to become the administrative assistant to the superintendent.
And that's a role I served in for 20 years.
In 1999, Murphy retired and served on several LKSD committees before running for the board. Most recently, she served as its chair. In her time on the board, its many accomplishments included bringing bilingual education to the district.
I'm very proud of the fact that we are a bilingual school district, that we celebrate our bilingualism and we celebrate our Yupik culture, and we also celebrate other cultures.
The fact that here in the heart of Yupik country, says Murphy, that there is a dedication to teaching Yukden along with English is groundbreaking.
The kids will graduate knowing who they are and having a background both in English and in Yukstun.
Murphy says incoming board members are sure to be facing a host of challenges, especially since alcohol sales have become legal in Bethel.
The fact that choices are made where students may not get a proper diet, may not get proper foods, may not have support at home to get up and eat breakfast and go to school. I think the selling of legal alcohol in Bethel has made a real impact on our schools.
Murphy says the key is parental involvement, and it's the job of the board to be able to listen.
Remember that there are always two sides to every question, and sometimes the side that you might not think is right is right. So you really need to listen to when there's a controversy.
Which is why Murphy says serving on the board takes time. Time she wasn't sure she could commit to with the same level of dedication she has had in the past.
If you're sitting on the school board, it needs to take priority because the decisions you make affect 4,000 children in the district and all the employees. So be well informed.
The next school board meeting will be Murphy's last before stepping down. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.